This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden wants to send tens of billions of dollars to Ukraine and Israel, but first, it will have to get through a divided Congress.
In a televised national address on Thursday, U.S. President Joe Biden made an appeal to the country and to a divided Congress in his effort to secure tens of billions of dollars in funding to support Ukraine in its ongoing war with Russia and Israel as they battle Hamas in Gaza. Biden calls the funding a smart investment.
It's a smart investment that's going to pay dividends for American security for generations. Help us keep American troops out of harm's way. Help us build a world that is safer, more peaceful, more prosperous for our children and grandchildren.
Biden's call for funding comes as the U.S. House of Representatives is currently at a standstill, as a Speaker of the House is yet to be voted into the seat, rendering the House unable to approve any funding until the seat is filled. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
U.S. forces in the Middle East are facing increasing threats as tensions rise in the region.
A Navy warship shot down missiles and drones fired by rebel forces in Yemen, heading north across the Red Sea.
Potentially towards targets in Israel.
The action by the USS Kearney potentially represents the first shots by the U.S. in defense of Israel in the war. While American officials do not think the Kearney was the target, U.S. bases in the region were targets of drone strikes the past 3 days in Syria and Iraq.
This is an uptick in terms of the types of drone activity we've seen.
Brigadier General Pat Ryder says the Pentagon cannot confirm who launched the drones, but the U.S. will do anything needed to protect its forces.
Our focus is on deterring a broader regional conflict.
But the attacks are fueling fears. That's exactly where the war in Israel is heading. Sagar Magani at the White House.
And this is VOA News. The FBI alleges that thousands of remote information technology workers who were employed by U.S. companies secretly sent millions of dollars from their pay to help fund North Korean weapons.
An FBI spokeswoman says thousands of North Korean IT workers were dispatched to work with companies across the U.S. and some other nations, using false identities to get remote worker jobs. And for years, they've been secretly sending millions of dollars of their wages to North Korea for use in its ballistic missile program. Authorities making the announcement in St. Louis say they've seized about $1.5 million and 17 internet domain names as part of the ongoing investigation. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Russia has detained a journalist at U.S. radio-funded Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty. Reuters correspondent Edward Barron says Russia claims she failed to register as a foreign agent.
Alsu Kamasheva, an editor with Radio Free Europe and Radio Liberty's Tatar Bashkir service, holds both U.S. and Russian passports. RFE said the detention was for failing to register as a foreign agent while visiting Russia for a family emergency. Russia's tightened its control over the media since the start of the Ukraine war. Leading independent news outlets have closed, and many journalists and publications designated as so-called foreign agents. The term, which carries Cold War connotations of espionage, is used in Russia to label organizations, journalists, activists, and celebrities deemed to be engaging in political activity with foreign support.
Millions of disaffected voters in Argentina are planning to cast their ballots on Sunday for right-wing populists and self-described anarchist capitalist Javier Milei. Many are struggling to make ends meet amid red-hot inflation and finding hope for the future in the pundit-turned-presidential candidate. Most Americans see southern New Mexico or southern neighbor Mexico as having at least a friendly relationship with the U.S., a sizable majority who also say Mexico and the U.S. should be responsible for stopping drug trafficking. A new poll from the Pearson Institute for the Study of Resolution of Global Conflicts and the Associated Press Newark Center for Public Affairs Research also finds that U.S. adults are more likely to have an unfavorable view of Mexico's leadership than a favorable one. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.